ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a very important question, and that question is related to the day we are currently in. I'm speaking, of course, of the martyrdom of Imam Jawad. As you know, today marks the martyrdom and death anniversary of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. And for this reason, on behalf of IRIB English Radio and The Key, we would like to offer our sincere condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very sad and solemn day. The question we want to pose today in this regard is, what are the virtues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam? Because until we do not realize the virtues of the Imam, it becomes difficult for us to understand and fathom the significance of the loss due to his departure and his martyrdom. In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been narrated regarding his virtues. In one beautiful hadith, Yahya al-San'ani narrates, I visited Abul Hasan al-Ridha alayhi salam when he was in Mecca. I saw him peel a banana and feed it to Abu Ja'far, meaning Imam Jawad, who was a child at that time. I asked him, may I be your ransom? Is this the blessed newborn? He said, yes, O Yahya, this is the newborn, the like of whom there is none other born into Islam, and upon our Shia, most blessed than him. And in another hadith, Ali ibn al-Hasan al-Wasiti, known as al-Amsh, narrates, I brought an item to him from Isfahan, made of silver, in order to present it to my master, Abu Ja'far al-Jawad alayhi salam. When the people left his company after he had answered all their questions, he stood up and left. I followed him and met a helper of his, from whom I requested to seek permission to see Abu Ja'far. I entered and saluted him, and he returned my salutation with signs of dislike on his face. He did not come to sit down, so I approached him and emptied all that was in my sleeve before him. He looked at me in anger, then he looked to the right and left and said, Allah has not created me for this. What has play got to do with me? I asked him to forgive me, and he forgave me, and I took the things and left. Indication of the austerity of the Imam alayhi wasalam. In another hadith, in another tradition, it's been narrated that a person named Qasim ibn Abdul Rahman, who was then a Zaydi, narrates, I went to Baghdad. While I was there, I saw people congratulating each other, all of a sudden, and exchanging honorable greetings and standing up. I asked, what is this? They replied, the son of Ridha alayhi salam has come. Then I said, I indeed must see him. He then appeared on a male or female donkey. I said, may the curse of God be upon the supporters of Imama who believe that God has made obedience to this type of person mandatory. At that very moment, he turned to me and said, O Qasim ibn Abdul Rahman, are we to follow a lone human from amongst ourselves? Indeed, then we would be in error and madness. He continued, so I said to myself, a sorcerer by God. And he then turned to me and said, has the reminder been cast upon him from amongst us? Rather, he is a self-conceited liar. He continued, so I left, believing in Imamat, and bore witness that verily he is the proof of God on his creation, and had faith in him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Jawad alayhi salam in light of the hadith of the infallibles. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.